Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Danny from Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there?
Chee-hoo!
That sounds like someone who's ready to beat you, Steve.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my girl Gretchen at home taking care of our kids, man. I know she's listening. I just want to give her a shout-out. She's the beautiful, most beautiful woman in the world.
Shout-out to Gretchen. What's the name of the kids?
Well, right now I got my daughter Jordan in the backseat with me. And we got Danny and Jade at home.
Nice.
Let's go, Jordan.
All right, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye.
If you're playing along at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
A rat.
Yes. What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
Pass.
On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Red.
Yes. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children?
Tylenol.
No.
Pass.
What Grand Slam sporting event is held in Flushing Meadows in New York?
Pass.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Element? What was that? Sorry.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Mercury?
Yes. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Cream.
Yes. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
40s.
No.
50s.
Correct. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York.
Yes. Which organ cannot feel pain?
Liver?
No.
Pap.
Ooh, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Danny.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was going to say, every time I drink, my liver feels pain. So I know that was not right.
The liver is evil. It must be punished. Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
He's a rat.
He is.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
South Park.
They did. On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Pink.
No.
White?
No.
Black.
No. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children? No.
Podiatry.
No.
Pediatrics.
Yes. What Grand Slam sporting event is held at Flushing Meadows in New York?
Wimbledon.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of the U.S. Open.
Yes. What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Gold?
No.
Agent Orange.
No.
I don't know. Element. Silver.
No. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Water.
No.
Milk for sugar?
No.
Milk for booze?
No. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. Wow. Steve?
Oh, snap.
Steve, you got
four
correct, which was okay, but it wasn't good enough to meet Danny. Danny got 6 correct.
Oh, good job, Danny.
6-4.
Come on.
Danny, and a shout out to Gretchen. It all worked out.
He did know that on New Year's Eve, it is good luck to wear red panties.
Okay.
He also knew that mercury was what poisoned the waters around Japan.
Okay.
He also knew that a breve substitutes milk for half and half or cream.
Oh.
He also knew that liquid paper was invented in the 50s. One you did not get to. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York City.
Yes, and one more you did not get to. Which organ cannot feel pain?
I'm going to say the heart.
It's actually the brain.
The brain.
So the brain senses pain for everything else, but it can't actually feel pain itself.
But every morning when I talk to you, my brain hurts. How do you explain that? Ha-cha-cha.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a mom who's on TikTok who posted a very clever hack, especially if you have kids that are like picky eaters.
Okay.
She makes homemade dinners, but then puts them into to-go containers and staples it up in a brown paper bag so that it looks like she brought something home for the children to enjoy that she did not make.
She might be the smartest person alive. Make her the Pope. I don't think they figured it out just yet.
This is how it turned out.
We ordered in food. This is an Italian place.
New food!
Yeah. We got tortellini minestrone. I also ordered chicken cacciatore with some rice. Guys, does this look so good?
I like this.
Who wants soup and who wants chicken?
Me! Chicken!
Dude, I think I need to implement this in our household because Tatum's obsessed with Chipotle, which gets a little pricey after a while because like every week she wants to go after ballet and tonight's ballet class. Maybe I need to say, hey, can I get $5? Can you just give me a bunch of your chip bags and then buy some cheap chips, put them in the chip bag? And because all she cares about with Chipotle is the chips.
Well, this mom is not the first time I've seen something like this. There was a guy that got like a stack of McDonald's burger wrappers. And he would make little cheeseburgers at home with basically all the same stuff, wrap them up, and pretend like he got McDonald's for the kids, and they would gobble it up. But if he just gave them a cheeseburger, they would never eat it.
Because I've told my wife, I'm like, I'll just go to Chipotle and buy a bag of chips. $5 is a lot cheaper than paying $50 each time.
Invest.
Yeah. Although it also kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, because it sounds like she makes some good meals, but kids don't appreciate it. I don't know if you were this way, if you guys were like this, but my mom would like make like from scratch, like great Italian food. Like that was her thing. Like, you know, from all day long, cooking the sauce, the meat would cook inside the sauce. Or like these, I look back on it, these were like some like high-end, like delicious meals, and my brother and I would bitch because we weren't getting frozen pizza or ordering like takeout. And I'm like, man, I owe my mom an apology for that.
It really was child abuse that she didn't give you frozen 99-cent pizza, Steve.
Right? That's what I wanted. I was like, why do we have to eat these like really nice like lamb chops or lasagna? Like, I want my frozen microwave pizza, please.
Now I want to go back in time and have an Italian mother because that was not my experience growing up.
Oh, so you didn't get these awesome meals?
I mean, they were all right.
You probably wouldn't have appreciated it. No. You're probably a stupid kid like the rest of us.
Totally.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to our contestant this morning, Jody from Gold Bar. Good morning, Jody.
Morning, how's it going?
Oh, doing great. Let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be Steve Migs? It's looking like, Jody, it's you and me, baby. Let's win these tickets.
Right. Yeah.
I love that little sound, whatever Absolutely. It is. All right, Jody, here is your clip.
Oh, Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue.
Hell yeah, Jody. This was always my favorite part of, not my favorite part, but one of my favorite parts of the Seahawks game before the game starts, and all of a sudden you hear that sound, and it's the beginning of Kickstart My Heart. You're just like, let's go, Hawks.
All right, Steve, Jody just crushed that.
I know, no pressure.
Pressure's on you. Here is your clip.
Oh, but a good time. How can I resist? It's Poison. Nothing but a good time. I'll be honest, I was like, is that the name of the song?
You did great, Steve.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, my man.
Well, this just puts me in a mood.
A mood that will piss Thrill off. I'm a sucker for bad 80s hair metal, like Poison and Cinderella. I mean, find bad. Some people may be like, no, actually they're really good. I enjoyed them. But you know, like that cheesy hair metal.
Oh, for sure.
Overly poppy.
I mean, my greatest satisfaction when it comes to reality TV, though, was watching Bret Michaels and Rock of Love and Rock of Love Bus. I watched that religiously.
Then the spinoff of Daisy of Love.
Oh, Daisy De La Hoya. There were some gems.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Cantrell gave an interview recently where he was asked about what Alice in Chains song he would consider to be a masterpiece.
Can he just say all of the
all
above?
All of them, I mean, right?
I could think of a handful that I'm a massive Alice in Chains fan, so maybe I'm a little biased, but I don't think there's a bad Alice in Chains song.
Can you guess what album the song is off of?
I mean, my first thought would be something from Dirt, because that's like the quintessential Alice in Chains record.
Well, you would be wrong, Steve Miggs. It was this song.
I mean, first of all, I'm not going to argue with Jerry Cantrell on what he thinks is a masterpiece because he's the one who wrote it. So I'm like, you're wrong, Jerry. But he is so right. This is a phenomenal song.
I have goosebumps all over my body right now.
Love, hate, love. Do you remember the first time you heard that? I remember getting the album. And at the time, it was a CD. I got the CD, and it came with a VHS tape.
Oh, boy.
And as like a little bonus. Like, so you bought the CD, and then you got this live VHS tape of them performing at the Moore Theater. And the performance at the Moore Theater, I remember watching that and being blown away by Love, Hate, Love when it was done on that video.
And it's in black and white.
The black and white.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. Here's a moment. I mean, Lane's voice is just haunting. The whole band is just firing on all cylinders. It's a great video. Lane
seriously, look at my goosebumps.
Lane did not suck.
No.
Man, what a voice. So who would you... Okay, I mean, that's Jerry's pick. But I think, more importantly, what's Taryn Daly's pick? What would you consider to be a true masterpiece when it comes to Alice in Chains music?
I mean, I definitely could agree with Jerry's pick, but I think I would go with Nutshell.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's not it. Spoiler alert, that might be Danny's pick.
Oh.
I got to be honest, when that album first came out, I was kind of like, not bummed, but I was like, man, I just want to hear something heavy, because I was like so obsessed with Dirt. And then that was the follow-up, the EP Sap.
For sure.
Jar of Flies. And I was just like, man, I want something heavy. And then finally I started paying more attention to the songwriting. I'm like, no, this is an absolute perfect record.
It still had that sludgy, you know, like undertone, but there were some very gentle songs on there,
yeah.
You know?
All right, Danny, spoiler alert. This was your pick.
It's Rooster.
But you said you had a weird reason why you went with this one.
I never listened to Alice in Chains growing up. That song that you just played, the first one, Jerry Cantrell's, and you were like, oh, when was the first time you heard it? Today. That was the first time I heard that song.
You only heard 30 seconds. You gotta listen. It's one of those songs you gotta listen from the very beginning to the very end because it takes you on a journey.
It builds and builds.
It's like MXPX. Come on.
I got you. So, yeah, but Rooster was because it's in the movie This Is 40.
And it's a very weird cameo where Paul Rudd comes home and he's like trying to sell his wife and daughters on liking the music. And he's like, no, this really rocks.
I remember that.
And he puts on
scene.
Rooster. And yes. I never knew the song. And it sounds like the most boring song in the entire world. And he just kind of goes like, this is good music. This is art. This is poetry. And the wife and the daughters are like, this doesn't make me feel good. This is terrible. And for some reason, that scene has always just stuck out of my head. And that's the first time that I heard Alice in Chains, which came out in 2012, by the way.
Oh, which, I mean, that song has already been out forever at that point. I mean, honestly, if you were doing radio in the late 90s, early 2000s, you would appreciate Alice in Chains' Rooster because it was one of the few long songs that you could play if you had to go, you know, take care of business in the bathroom before everything was computerized. I remember every time in the overnights, if I heard somebody playing Alice in Chains Rooster, I'm like, oh, that guy had to go number two.
That's hilarious.
If it was a classic rock station, it was Freebird.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. For me, I keep going back and forth. There's a song off of Facelift that I absolutely love, and then there's a song off of Dirt that I also absolutely love. So I'm more in the Facelift vibe right now, so I think this would be my pick. It Ain't Like That. It's such a...
Oh, it's so heavy.
What a groove, too. Honestly, though, I think at the beginning of the song is what makes me love the song. Listen to that guitar, Daddy.
Just manipulating it.
And now, punch us in the face with some drums.
I wish all the listeners could see Steve and Taryn right now. They are rocking out with their air drum and guitar.
We are Beavis and Butthead. We are. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ray Zabel of our Seattle Seahawks just shared an awesome philosophy during a press conference about what it means to be a Seahawk.
Super excited. Anytime you get to tie the cleats up and hit the grass, you got to be grateful. It's a get-to mentality and not have-to mentality. I get to go practice tomorrow and show up to one of the best jobs you could possibly have.
Wait till you're a 10-year veteran. You're not going to be like, I get to practice tomorrow. You're like, gosh, got to practice again.
My knees hurt.
Exactly. Everything hurts.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a Rockaholic on hold who his get-to moment is a very big milestone birthday situation, Steve Miggs. But first, let's talk to Jessica from Port Orchard. Jessica, what is that get-to feeling for you?
Hi. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were hearing me. It's weird. Like, you hear yourself talk.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, sorry. I am a school nurse, so I work at four different schools in Kitsap County. And so when I go to work, basically I see a lot of kids every day. They come in if they get hurt at school, and I also get to treat kids with serious medical conditions. I've had to call 911 multiple times.
So Jessica, what is one of the more, like, it doesn't have to be like gnarly, but like one of the more insane moments where you're like, oh, I can't, like somebody getting hurt, where you're like, okay, nurse duties activate.
Oh, well, I've had students that have had seizures at school. I've had to administer medications to them. I've had students come in with fractures. I've had to call parents and be like, hey, you got to go take your kid to get seen. I think they broke a wrist.
Damn.
So, yeah, we treat students with diabetes. I do all kinds of things.
I feel like there's probably enough subject content to turn that into, like, we should pitch this to Fox. Like, a new, like, the school nurse coming this season to Fox.
206-803-ROCK. Chad from Puyallup, what is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do?
Morning, Migs. Morning, Mr.
What's up, Chad?
This weekend on Saturday, I get to celebrate the second 90th birthday party of my life. My great-grandma lived to be 95, and so we got to throw a big party on her 90th and eat lots of good food. And now, Saturday, my grandma is turning 90, and we're going to throw a big party. And,
well, Chad, it's not a party unless grandma does a keg stand.
I agree, but her knee's just going bad, so she might have to sit down for it. I'll just lift the keg up for her. How's that sound?
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I hope that Chad will ask his grandma what the secret to a long life is and then let us know.
One time my wife's great-great-grandma, like, we were having a party. She was, like, turning, I think, like, almost 100 or something along those lines. So myself and my father-in-law had to go get her at the home that she was staying at. And it almost got to be one of those, like, incidents where that they thought we were stealing her. And we're like, no, like, this is a planned thing. Like, it took a few conversations until finally they were like, okay. I'm like, how did you not know? Like, this has been in the works. It's not like we just showed up randomly to take grandma with us.
They thought you were grandma nappers.
Yeah, I was like, of all things, what a story that would have been if all of a sudden, like, we got arrested for stealing great-great-great-grandma.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a new poll that is kind of indicating that hitchhiking might be a thing of the past. 73% of Americans say they would not hitchhike today. And only 11% say they have ever hitchhiked at all.
It's crazy to think there was a time where that was the thing to do. I've hitchhiked before.
I have also hitchhiked
you
before.
You have?
I have.
Oh, wow.
Just from...
You know, you're a country girl. I feel like that happens a lot more than us our city folks.
How long ago did you do it, though?
This was in high school. I'll never forget my buddy Chris Gavigan and I. He used to have a little summer home in Breezy Point, which was like just like by the beach. So like we would try and get to point A to point B, but sometimes you have to walk forever and ever. And so
sure.
Chris was like, let's hitchhike. I was like, I've never done that before. He's like, I do it all the time. It's not a big deal. So we put the thumbs out and all that. Some dude picked us up. Older to us. Probably a guy in his 20s. Nice guy. But I was paranoid. I didn't even smoke pot at that time. I'm in the back seat going, what are we doing? Like, we're hitchhiking. I don't know this person. Like, is this? And so now I'm thinking, is there something I could use as a weapon in case I need to knock this guy out? So this is how my brain worked. This is how long ago this was. It was back in the days of yellow pages and white pages. It was a yellow pages in the back. And so I had it ready. And I was like paging through it, like acting like as if I was interested in what was in the yellow pages. But I was basically holding it. I was like, if all else fails, I'm clubbing the guy in the back of the head with this.
That's very smart thinking.
Yeah, but he ended up just taking us where we needed to go. It was completely fine. He was a super nice guy. Yeah.
Well, we want to know if you have ever hitchhiked. 206-803-ROCK. See if we have someone on hold who hitchhiked. And the person that picked them up used to work at KISW.
Okay, no, it wasn't me.
But let's talk to Nate, who's on his way to Portland. Nate, have you hitchhiked?
Good morning.
What's up, Nate?
How you doing, Steve?
Doing great. Yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hey, my hitchhiking stories was just like yours in high school. I grew up on the south end of Whidbey Island, and back then, 20 some on plus years ago, they didn't have public transportation, or at least what they have now. So, me being a late nighter. I missed the school bus quite a bit and had to do the old, the old summon down the road quite often, actually.
And it worked.
It did work. I don't know if it's the same scenario over there now, as far as, you know, the people there, but, yeah, I got myself to school, or at least, into a public transportation stop, and, I might have been late, but I made it. And then as I grew older, I hitchhiked a few times to some festivals and some drum circles across the mountains.
That's amazing, dude.
I love it. 206-803-ROCK, Bob from Tacoma. Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yes, I have. Back in the early 70s, I used to hitchhike quite a bit. And one late evening, I got picked up by a guy that we started talking, and he said, well, I'm a DJ at KISW. You want to come down to the station?
What?
I'm like, hell yeah. And it was Paul Chambers, and I went down to the station when it was on Harbor Island, and I met Steve Slayton, I met Gary Crow, all those guys, and I actually became friends with those, and Steve Slayton and I worked on a commercial together for Lighthouse Diving Company.
Okay, that's so random and awesome. Imagine though if like Ryan Castle showed up, he's like, hey, this is John. I picked him up, he was hitchhiking, we'd all be like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
It just shows how times are a lot different from the 80s to the 2020s.
1,000%. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel, tell us your hitchhiking story.
Hola!
What's up, Daniel?
So, I'm doing fine, Steve. So, my buddy and I, we were in downtown Olympia, and he had something to do up in Shelton the next day. So, we had a ride scheduled for us and everything, but that ended up falling through. So, we needed to hoof it to Shelton. So we were walking along the highway. We got to the exit in Shelton. My buddy started complaining, saying we're just never going to get there. I turned to him and said, watch me. I'm going to get us a ride. So I stick my thumb out, and about 5 minutes later, a nice guy in a red Toyota shows up, and he takes us there.
So,
and then, yeah.
Would you pick up somebody that was hitchhiking?
I mean, I've considered it before, but no. But I do love that so far all of these are very positive hitchhiking stories.
Yeah, I'd be worried that I'd have the one negative hitchhiking story, though.
Ashley from Enumclaw, have you ever hitchhiked?
I have. I was with three friends in up in Bellingham in the back roads. We were doing some off-roading that we weren't supposed to in a beat-up Jeep and went through a huge puddle and flooded the engine.
Oh.
And I was 14. I had some, they were all 16. And so we didn't have cell phones, had to get home curfew. So we started putting our thumb out, and this really old guy, 70s, big beard, long hair, beat up truck picked us up. And we had, you know, a couple in the back and a couple in his cab. And he's like, you know, if you see anything pop up on the dash, don't worry. There's just some mice in there.
Did you ever see any mice?
I didn't, but I kept my eyes on that dashboard like, oh, my God, I've got to get out of here.
Like, we need a hitchhiker away from this hitchhiker guy.
I'd be afraid one would, like, run up my pant leg or something like
were
that.
Were they his pets, or did he just know he had a mouse problem?
206-803-ROCK. Yes, Tim from Bremerton, do you have a hitchhiking story to share?
I do. So, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, check this out. So, we were going to a Tom Petty concert. We were going from Reno to Sacramento. And back in the 80s, man, if you went over that mountain pass and you broke down, man, it was like you're lucky if you're going to get out of there. Well, there was five guys, all right? Now, nobody's going to pick up five guys. So, we started out. We said, we got to get ingenious about this. So, we started out with a little dude. He put his thumb out a little bit, then the next guy, and he put his thumb up a little bit higher, then the next guy to the last guy, and then the last guy was waving. And finally, some guy pulled over. He says, man, he says, I couldn't pass that up. Where are you guys going? We get to the Tom Petty concert, 10 sack. He goes, I'll take you all the way there. He did.
Oh my gosh.
Tim, I'll be honest with you. I'm always a little sketchy about picking up a hit, but if I saw that where like everyone had their thumbs on top of each other, I'd be like, yeah, I got to pick these guys up, right?
They look like good dudes.
Yeah, they look like guys I probably want to go party with.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.